Live in the Mercedes AMG Interview Lounge. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I can't tell you how many of my friends were so upset, so heartbroken when Sebastian Maniscalco had to postpone so many of his shows and reschedule them. But now you're getting back out. You're getting back up. I know you're doing a series of sold-out shows at Borgata in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And now you're doing our show. You're very busy. Sebastian Maniscalco is here. Hi, Sebastian. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. I wish I could have been there in studio, but I got to tell you, this Zoom setup you got, the operation you got going on over there, it's just impressive.
Well, let me tell you what's going on. So Gandhi, with the big hair, she is in an RV in Sequoia National Park.
You could even let the woman go on vacation?
And let's see, she was skydiving out of an airplane into the Grand Canyon a few days ago. And wow. But she's doing it live. No, she's taking a vacation while working. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's working out well. I'll take it. No complaints. It's just early over here, as you know.
Yes. It's good, though. It's all good. I'm glad you're on vacation and working. Good to see everybody. Everybody looks really, really good. Wow. Yeah, we're back at it. We're out. We're up, and we're doing shows again. It's been a long 15 months, I think, for all of us. And don't get me wrong, I love my family, but 412 days cooking eggs and pancakes, it's over.
It's over?
He's counting them. But our favorite thing with you is when your wife gets an Amazon package and you open it up. Man. Because I'm scared that my husband's going to start doing this because you're doing it. Not cool.
Well, I don't know how it works in households. I'm pretty much the guy who opens up the Amazon, regardless if it's for me or my wife. And I thought it'd be funny to just kind of show everybody what my wife was getting on Amazon. But then it got a little monotonous. It became kids' socks, kids' bathing suits. It's all about the kids. And my wife is not really getting anything for herself, although maybe she's having that delivered to a secret location.
Maybe. Probably. You never know. Yeah, so you have not been a stranger these past months, and we appreciate that. Thank you. But back into the arenas. I mean, I remember when you used to play small places. Now you're playing these arenas that, I mean, they can't even fill them up for sporting events, but they can for your show. So do you still get that tingle when you walk out to the center and look around and see everyone screaming for you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I didn't get into the business to do arenas. This wasn't really on the vision board. I didn't even have a vision board. Who am I kidding? Yeah, you know, there's been so many people that want to come see the shows that we have to accommodate them by going into an arena. And, you know, listen, the arena, I do love them. I mean, but ideally for me, a comedy club is the best place to see comedy. It's just if I did a comedy club, I'd have to pitch a flag in New York for six months to accommodate the demand. But hey, you know, it's great to go out in there in the round in the theater or in the arena, and people seem to love it. I love it, and you know, I'm just happy to be doing stand-up comedy after all this time.
See, one of the many differences between doing the comedy club and doing an arena is anyone in a comedy club room can heckle you. And they can force their way into your show. In an arena, does anyone ever try that there? It can be done, can it?
I mean, it can and it can't. I mean, if you want to heckle, it's got to be kind of up close so I could hear it. I mean, if you want to heckle me from the balcony, I don't think I'm going to, you know, even receive that. But you're right. It's a little more intimate in a comedy club where you could rip somebody to shreds. Here, it's like sniper fire. You don't know where it's coming from.
Right. If you just turn us on, yep. Sebastian Maniscalco's here. And, you know, we find, of course, what makes you great is it's you talk about your life, your family, the things we can relate to. I mean, that's what really makes you tick with us. As a matter of fact, Scary was in Miami at the swimming pool at the hotel, and he's telling us a story. I said, you just ripped this off of Sebastian's stand up. I
mean, Sebastian.
You know, saving the chairs at the pool.
I saw you walking around the pool and you were angry. I felt like you were like shooting lasers at me because I did that. I'm one of those people.
So you go down to the pool. You get up early and you take a book day that you ain't reading and you put it on a chair so you could then later come down and use that chair.
It's he does. Guilty. It is embarrassing.
Guilty. Yes. I do it too, but I take a book I am reading.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
It's not okay.
Sebastian, I've got a question. How does your dad feel about the new series that you're doing on Instagram where you're being your dad, which is hilarious, by the way?
He didn't even know. He had, other people were telling him, you know, your son's imitating you. And I did that. I did about 10 of them because we put a compilation together for his 75th birthday. And I did like 10 impersonations, and my sister's an editor, and she took a couple and put it into this video. And I got these leftover videos. Let me throw them up on Instagram. And, you know, he's like, what are you doing? I thought that was private. I thought you were going to, you know, that's we could enjoy. What are you putting it up on Instagram for? But listen, secretly, this guy loves it. He loves the attention. And, you know, he goes out now at restaurants. He gives their credit card and people see Maniscalco in Chicago, where I'm from. And they're like, hey, are you Sebastian's father? And he just soaks it up. This guy. Yeah, he's looking for free desserts.
Does he get them?
Yeah, this guy's getting more comps than I am.
I love it.
Hey, so Sebastian, have you found that during the pandemic that you are actually finding new ways to create new material, or did you feel like it kind of shut you down a little bit? I mean, as far as what you do, how did you get through that, you know, as a comedian?
Shut me down. I mean, the misconception is, oh my God, you must be coming up with so much material. I got to go out and live my life in order for me to like extract humor from situations. You're not really going to get a lot of humor, you know, washing avocados and bananas because you think the virus is on them. I mean, there's no, there's nothing going on over here. But now that we're out and about, I'm getting a lot more. I mean, the act is peppered with a little COVID stuff, but I try to concentrate on my family, my father, and just kind of, you know, whatever, going to a hipster coffee place, whatever it is. I like that material better than like kind of current event stuff, but I'm not going to lie to you. There is a little COVID stuff in the new act.
Sebastian, talk about this new show, a comedy called About My Father, where Robert De Niro is going to play your dad.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Where does that happen? Robert De Niro playing your dad? Seriously.
I could have never dreamed that this was going to happen. And so much so that De Niro wants to meet my dad for dinner so he could get the mannerisms of my father and how he talks. And so these two are going to meet together. Now, I'm nervous because my father around like strangers, he ain't himself. He's just not himself. He gets quiet. He gets a little bashful. I said, the only time you're really comfortable, Dad, is when you're cutting somebody's hair. That's what he does for a living. I said, why don't you cut his hair?
And then, oh, God.
Could talk that way. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but they're supposed to meet without me for dinner. And my dad's like, when is this going to happen? I go, Dad, this is entertainment. You know, it's not, you know, the things aren't concrete yet. It's got to take some time. He goes, you got to let me know because I got dye jobs I got to move. What?
I see his point. Have you met De Niro yet? Have you actually had a meeting with him?
We did a table read with him last year. He wanted to hear the movie out loud, so we hired a bunch of actors and we got together and did a table read. He really loved it. He really gravitated towards the part. It's loosely based on my life, where my father and I go to meet my wife's kind of waspy family at a country club type weekend and over the 4th of July. And it's like two fish out of water, two families coming together from complete opposite ends. And I'm really proud of it. And I'm glad that De Niro really gravitated towards the material. We're excited. We start filming in September.
I don't know. You know, I met him one time and it scared the crap out of me. It was just, we were at a friend's house for a party, right? And we both ended up in the kitchen at the same time by ourselves. And I saw that and went, oh, God, I want to back out of here. I just want to be invisible. And I go, say it. You having a good time at the party? And Robert De Niro goes, yep. I said, well, so it's really great, right? You know, great, great steaks and stuff. He shakes his head, yep. I go, okay, well, I'm just in here to get a glass out of this cupboard, so I'll be right over here. Okay.
Yeah,
that was it.
I've got a couple of interactions with him when we were doing The Irishman. It was very kind of brief, and it was not a lot of conversation going. But sweet guy, and I'm going to be on set with him for 7 weeks, so I'm sure that we'll end up talking probably the sixth week.
Good luck for that. So, but wait, there's more. So if anyone says, Sebastian, you've been very idle. Well, no. Now, what is this Disney Plus thing or Discovery Plus show you're working on?
So we did this during the pandemic. It came out of my buddy and I, Dominic. He was really kind of hurting during the pandemic because he is a chef. And I said, let's do a Zoom like Sunday supper where we donate the money to charity. We'll get your name out there because he was doing like these vegetable boxes and meat boxes and what have you. So we did two of these, and I'm like, I always love food. I always love cooking. I'm like, let me combine my passion for the culinary arts and comedy. Let's do a TV show about things that I'm interested in. So we did 13 episodes on, I'm interested in sushi. We did a sushi episode. We did a fishing episode. We did a bread episode. Nancy Silverton taught me how to make sourdough bread out here. So it's, wow. We got great comedians that come on as guests. Whitney Cummings, Russell Peters, Bobby Lee, David Arnold. I mean, we got, it's just a good combination of comedy and food. And it's not like a bite and smile type show where I'm like, oh my God. This is just more like just having fun and eating some food.
So it's called Well Done with Sebastian Maniscalco. It's premiering on Discovery Plus in August. So add that to the list. You know what? We're doing this interview. I'm watching the text messages when I can get my eye over there. I can't wait. We're going to see him in Newark. All these people are going to say they're going to see you in different towns. They're so excited to see you. But there is one disappointment, and that's Froggy. Froggy's your biggest fan. He's in Jacksonville. You're not even close to Jacksonville. He has no way to see you. You've let him down.
You got to come to. I know you're doing South Florida, you're doing Southwest Florida, and you're doing Tampa. But we need you in North Florida. Can you come to Jacksonville?
Listen, hey, you got so many people working for you. Is the whole country covered? I mean, no, Jacksonville. It's not on the schedule. I'm sorry. Maybe next year, Froggy.
I've got a bribe for you. I know you like golf. I'll get you on TPC Sawgrass. I've already reached out to them, and they approved it. They said you could play around at TPC Sawgrass all you want when you come to Jacksonville.
If you recommend me to play golf anywhere, you will never golf at that place again. So bad, they're going to go, never again are you golfing with us at the course. Listen, I'm golfing because now I got some time on the road. I took it up about a year and a half ago. But, I stink.
Well, I do too, but that's all right.
Well, there's a glowing endorsement. Well, look, I just feel the energy. People are so excited to know that they're going to be able to see you again. You know, when Froggy was saying earlier, you know what? When we can't find or watch anything on TV, you just turn on Netflix because Sebastian Maniscalco has 74 specials on there at all times. You do have a lot on there. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I got another one coming out next year, so excited about that. A lot of people are like, hey, you know, this is getting old. We keep playing these over and over again. We need some new material. So, we're going to shoot one next year for Netflix, and I'll be I'm really looking forward to that. I just feel like I'm really having fun on stage and coming in with a whole new appreciation for it. Not that I took it for granted before the pandemic, but, man, when it's ripped away from you like this, you go out there and you're like, you know, let me soak up every moment of this because it could end tomorrow.
Good. Let's hope it doesn't. Sebastian Maniscalco, it's always a pleasure to have you on our show. We love you. Our listeners love you. Whenever we can see you and when we're not going to infect each other, that would be kind of fantastic. Right. That'd be nice. No infection.
Next time I'm coming in studio and hopefully you'll have people not on vacation.
Okay. No promises.
We'll do our best. Okay, thank you, Sebastian Maniscalco. He announced the arena tour coming this fall, so make sure you see where he is. He's close to you, except if you're in Jacksonville, you got a problem. Thank you, Sebastian. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Gosh.
How I love him.
I do too.
He's so friggin' funny.
Yeah, I know the sound's not always the best quality on these Zoom room things, but whatever. We got him. Yeah. He's so cool.
That sound he makes when he's like, yeah, it's not just a chewing. Yeah, scream. That sound he makes, he does it all the time during the stand-up. It's hilarious.